Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Never miss a minute. Everybody's doing it. Download the podcast. Available on all the podcast platforms. Nick's got some comedy this weekend. He saves it for the weekends.
I do. You can't be spent going into the shows.
Don't blow a hair.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa, Friday night in Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska on Saturday night.
Valerie Bertinelli going to phone the program tomorrow. Craig Evans here every damn day. He doesn't save for the weekends. His ching is all week, Monday through Friday.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
A steady stream
of ching.
Yeah. Dolly Parton is 76 today.
Love Dolly Parton.
5'3".
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's
that
tall.
She's 5'1", really? I think. I think about 5'1". Yeah. Stop that, Todd.
I keep it a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Paula Deen.
Racist.
Is 75.
Okay. But still a racist.
I'd rather hang out with Dolly.
Yep.
Been a racist for 75 years.
That Dolly's a libtard country music person. They don't like that.
It's here pop up in memes and stuff online all the time for writing I Will Always Love You and Jolene in the same day. That is
amazing. And they're both totally great songs, yeah.
Yes, she's a national treasure.
Yes, she is.
She's one both sides can embrace.
Well, one side doesn't. They love her, but they go, oh, but she's kind of libtardy.
But think about the fact she could probably live comfortably on the royalties from those two songs alone.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote a bunch of other songs, too, by the way.
I know, but just think, those two songs alone probably would have set her up for life.
Jolene.
Evidently, she aspires to a bit more.
I wonder what she did the next day.
Yeah. That was my signature karaoke song, Jolene. Came out weird singing it. Here's a dude singing Jolene.
Yeah. Please don't take him just because you can.
Talking about your man.
Yeah.
You had a whole series of those. So.
Yeah.
Songs about don't take my man.
You did a whole set. Yeah. Jolene, Jesus Take the Wheel, all that stuff. I did all those songs.
And we loved it.
I know.
Before He Cheats.
Yeah.
I like your version of that.
Yeah, yeah. How about wait till he cheats, then treat him like
then crap. Go nuts.
Jesus,
don't be pre-psycho.
We'd all get our ass kicked if it was before
pre-psycho.
He cheats. Why you hit me?
Maybe
just in case you cheat on me. Well, I didn't cheat on you, dumb bitch.
And no matter what, don't take it out on the car.
I know.
The car didn't do anything.
I know.
Well, maybe you should just avoid relationships entirely.
Yeah.
If you just assume that guy's gonna cheat.
Right.
Then don't get involved. Right.
Seek therapy.
Oh, wait for him to cheat and then kick him out.
And then you don't have to damage a nice truck.
Right.
Then he's got to go to the auto
parts
store. So
there you go. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton. That's how he got there. And screw Paula Deen, you know.
Has she resurfaced anywhere?
I don't think so. I'm sure she's still big down south and probably still has some restaurants, you know. Yeah.
Signing autographs at car shows.
Yeah. Yeah. She was canceled, remember?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was before they invented the word cancel culture.
That's right. Right.
They just couldn't do it in business
with her. I'm sure she's still rich and she owns restaurants down south.
She's a racist.
Yeah.
And a lot of places don't want to do business with you if you're a racist. Just like I see my pillow guy whining on all his commercials about what a victim of cancel culture he is. Yeah. No, you're a whack job and nobody wants to work with you anymore. If that's cancel culture, then I guess that's cancel culture.
A bank didn't want his money.
A bank doesn't want your money.
What the
that's
hell?
That's more than cancel culture. Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're a nut job. He's still speaking of Trump rallies, too. Which
that guy could have just kept his mouth shut.
And be rich.
And money could be pouring in now, but I don't know what his deal is.
It was his pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's back on the pipe. That's the only explanation I have for that.
He fell for the crap.
Yes, he got sucked into the
sucked into cult.
The cult of personality.
Exactly.
Oh, we're not going to fire up some Living Color when we start saying that Living Color song titles? I mean, come on.
I know, but
it's not a Kiss song.
I know.
No, it's not. And I love Cult of Personality. Maybe I'll come out with it.
We can only quote Kiss songs or follow them up.
I'm with Nick. He's turned me, you know.
Well, that says more for Kiss than it does for me. They're the hottest
That's
band
true.
In the world.
I was a Kiss fan before you were born. Not a freak like you are, but I liked them a lot.
No, but you're both pretty knowledgeable.
Yep.
I didn't know Black Diamond.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's early stuff, you know.
Ooh.
Nick and I's eyes, when Craig said Black Diamond, I looked over and Nick looked me, you know. If we'd have been sitting closer, things could have got dangerous.
Did somebody say Black Diamond? You two are about to kiss.
Kiss.
Jamaica's four-man bobsled team is going to the Winter Olympics for the first time in more than two decades.
Are they any better? They still just suck.
You have to qualify.
Well, that's right.
They're good enough to qualify.
You have to get the lower speed to get in.
But they were still good enough to qualify, but still a bit of a novelty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They qualified for the two-man and women's monobob events.
Ooh, I like that.
As well.
Yeah, the women's monobob.
Yeah, I'll take a monobob.
They have to air that late at night.
Yeah.
Is that just one?
No, that's one bob. There's no one bob.
Yeah.
The luge is one person.
No, but a mono bob would just be one bob.
Yeah, no. One bob.
Yeah, you're just in the little, the sled on your own.
That's a tease.
Yeah. That's a good point, Todd. I'm at one person doing all the bobbing. Anyway,
okay. That's better.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is a single person in a bobsled.
Really? They have a mono bob?
Just the driver.
I never knew that. Is it a shorter sled?
Sure.
I know you're lying.
You
when
would
say
think.
Sure. I've never seen the mono bob.
I don't think I have.
Four
either.
Man, two man, either. And then the single
man.
One is a luge. They lay down. I
two
get that
man,
one.
Four man. And
oh, there's a front. They lay forward one. And they backward one on those.
One is a luge, and what is it called? A skeleton.
Right, right.
And I think the luge you're laying on your back, and the skeleton you're laying on your
but
belly.
But there's a two man skeleton where they're laying on each other.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
That's
you lay on the other guy's nuts.
For the first time, the Olympic Winter Games will host the monobob competition, an individual event exclusive to female athletes at Beijing 2022. So this is the first time they've had it.
Do they have to push their own bob down there before they hop in there and monobob that bear?
Sure. They have to.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the monobob athlete has to do it all on her own.
And then hop in the steering wheel. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll check out the monobob.
Sled is about the same weight as a two-person sled. But you only got you.
I just want to ride in one, obviously with a professional driver, because those guys know what they're doing. But I'd like to be in one of those.
And you don't want to be in a monobob.
No.
Because you're the driver.
No, I'm going to ride off the edge, you know.
It's going to be weird preparing for the Olympics knowing you're just going to be a passenger in a bobsled.
Well,
it's about
speeding, and it's about being fast. That's why Herschel Walker did it back in the day.
You got to learn to lean.
There's track athletes in that now.
Lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're usually...
The last three guys are all... and there's a brake man, but they're all athletes.
The track athlete is the guy pushing.
Oh, yeah, they're pushers. Yeah, they have a professional driver.
He's the last one to jump in.
The drivers.
Does the driver is he driving the whole time?
Yes.
Or does he push off too and then jump into the driver's seat?
No, the driver's in that
He's just sitting there?
He's sitting up front.
Yeah.
No power steering.
No.
Yeah, can you go take a bobsled ride anywhere?
Well, if you're near, you know, Lake Placid had one that they train on year round. So I'm guessing if you get up there, I wouldn't know why they wouldn't charge people with have a professional bobsled driver. Somebody knows what they're doing, and you get to ride along. That's a moneymaker. Sitting year round, just sitting there, right? Yeah.
That's who you'll meet next week.
That's outside
the guy at the bar that's got his own bobsled.
Years ago, We drove past what would have been the Olympic venue in Calgary.
Okay.
And you can see the ski jump there. And I don't know if they've taken down the luge track.
Well, they wouldn't let you just do that. Track. They probably wouldn't let you do the ski jump on your own.
I would like to do the ski jump if you could, like, land in water or
a bunch of foam
or something.
They practice into padding.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
This is going to shock you, but the only places you can take a bobsled ride is a place where the Olympics was.
Yeah, like Calgary.
Yeah.
There's. I'm looking here. There's one in
Lake Placid still.
Lake Placid, Whistler, British Columbia, and Park City, Utah.
They still got one there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. $200
Yeah, we're getting the Olympic cover. We're getting psyched. Getting psyched for the Olympics.
I just kind of like when the Winter Olympics are on TV because it's all weird stuff like this.
Right, right.
It's not on TV all the time. It's not like they have a an off year bobsled competition.
No.
Wow.
If you want to see bobsled, you better stock up now.
Yeah.
You better binge.
This says these things can pull 4 to 5 G's.
Type in, Craig. Sorry, man. I'm okay.
It's just funny. I'm sure the audience is laughing funny, hysterically
I'm
right
telling you,
now.
I'm telling you
it's always funny when people misspeak.
Yeah. Somebody just wrecked their bobsled.
Only idiots.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Is there a two-woman bob? That's what I want. You know what I want, Craig Puss. The two-woman bob.
Oh, why you got to put that visual back in my head?
Puss makes an excellent point.
God.
But that's better than a mono bob. One bob is not enough.
No.
And it looks like these the bobsled, where they've had the Olympics, it's really more of like a sled on wheels. It's not there's not ice on the track. Like on runners.
Probably pretty expensive to keep that going.
Yeah. There's wheels under the sled and on the sides to from bashing into the sides.
Then it sounds like an alpine slide.
I was trying to remember what those were called. Yeah. I've done those just a concrete. You're on a little cart or whatever.
Yeah. I wiped out on one of those.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I was like 13. There was one of a ski resort in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. During the summer, they had to. So we were down there, and I assumed that you would just let go of the brake, and the track would keep you on that.
And it doesn't.
So no.
Wow.
So I'm flying, and I'm up in the I'm way up in the mountains somewhere. My parents are waiting down. I'm up the ski slope pretty far, and I'm realizing I'm going pretty fast. And I go around a couple turns. I'm thinking that was close to going off, but I'm thinking I'm sure this is just going to keep me in here like a ride would at an amusement park. You'd stay on and you stay on it. You don't ever slide off a water slide. You stay on it. So I come around the third turn and all of a sudden, boom, right off. And I start rolling in the grass on the mountain and I stop and I'm basically Farley before Farley did it. I go, what the hell was that? Now, I'm 13, so I got some brush burns, and that's about it. I get back on there, and I go real slow the whole way down. I'm thinking, what the hell was that?
How high up in the air did you get?
Well, I flew right off. Like I said, if it would have been a tree there, who knows? I come down, my parents are there. I go, hey. And I had a big brush burn, the old stuff you get when you're kids.
Yeah.
I go, what? I flipped off this thing.
Maybe 6-7 years ago.
It was crazy, Nick. I'll never forget that.
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm just picturing your parents waiting for you like, is that Mike? Is that Mike? They just wait for the big head coming down. They're like, real slow. Like, there he is.
Maybe 6-7 years ago, we were in Breckenridge during the summer, and my wife was coming down one of those with our daughter, who was 5 or 6 at the time. And they got going a little bit too fast in a turn and started to fall over.
Right.
Well, Crystal grabs on to Stell, to hold her in and ends up taking the brunt of the accident on her. But they stayed in the track.
Yeah, at least they stayed in the track.
But she got some really nasty, basically road rash on her arms.
Then I rode one again a couple summers ago. We were in Steamboat for a baseball tournament. And I rode one there with the kids, the adults, coaches went up there. We all did that. And, but there was a big, big, heavy kid in front of me, not on our team, just another kid. I didn't know who he was. And so they go ahead and okay, now you can go. So they make sure you spread. I come around the corner and he's just sitting there. He was too heavy for the thing.
Really?
It just leveled out. So I had to slow down and then he had to push himself a little bit. I felt bad.
He was
16 or 17, but he was three bills. They were crappy sleds too.
Okay.
They weighed them down.
I've never done
poor
that.
Poor kid got
dangerous.
My wife hurt. She got hurt pretty bad.
There's a pole, Todd. You pull up, and that's the brake. But I just assume you stay on that thing.
I've seen them. I've looked at them, and they're like, well, that looks kind of rickety.
But yeah,
the two or three I've looked at. Right. Now, did you go on the mountain, the big mountain at Steamboat, or was it downtown?
The one downtown.
Okay, yeah, that's an old hill.
Yeah, it's a really old hill, right.
That's also got a ski jump.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like one of the originals.
It does, yeah.
Were people jumping off of it?
No.
Oh, it was just summer.
It was summer, yeah.
I'd never seen anybody jumping off it in the winter either. Yeah. But it's there. They maintain it.
They can't allow a regular guy skier to go down there and jump, can they?
I would love to try that.
Unless you sign something. And even then.
Because even, Todd, you know how to ski, but if you got that kind of air, you'd wreck. You would wreck.
I did
no
two
way
feet
you
of
stick
air,
the landing.
I'm going down. Right. I don't get air.
No.
I'm not big air guy.
Hottie the Eagle.
Yeah, exactly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A gentleman in Lafayette, Louisiana, will do 10 months in prison for conspiracy to commit mail fraud by staging a traffic accident involving a tractor trailer. Federal prosecutors say that Ryan Wheaton, along with several others, faked a crash on the highway in New Orleans. Afterwards, Wheaton and two of his accomplices filed insurance claims for personal injuries, and they collected $10,000.
You said accomplishment. Stupid
Wheaton and several other suspects, some of whom had also staged a second accident, pleaded guilty. Prosecutors said that they were traveling in a pickup truck that crashed into a tractor trailer, merging onto the expressway. The driver,
who they're trying to scam,
known as a slammer.
Okay.
Insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
All right.
The driver, known as a slammer, got out after crashing into the tractor trailer and fled in a waiting vehicle operated by a spotter. One of the other passengers then slid behind the wheel of the wrecked pickup truck, told police he'd been driving, and blamed the trucker for the wreck. That's how these things happen.
Yeah, but you get too many guys involved in your plan, somebody's going to cave.
Yeah, you get one too many slammers in there.
Yeah. And
Wheaton is one of 33 defendants charged in a federal investigation.
So it obviously
30
worked a few
have
times.
Pleaded wow. guilty.
It's obviously worked a few times for them, too.
They've done this a lot. The defendants collectively caused 77 wrecks, collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, doesn't Mayhem tell us about these?
Yeah.
What's the one where they pull in front, there's somebody on the side of you, somebody pulls in front of you, and then they jam on the...
Must be like with your side.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Somebody in front jams on the brakes, so you rear end the car in between,
right.
And it's your fault.
One gentleman previously convicted said most often he would pack a car with people, wait for a tractor trailer to turn or change lanes, then speed up along the truck's blind side to invite impact.
Yeah, there's a name for that maneuver.
God. They all got helmets on?
You would hope.
You're risking your life, too. Anything can happen.
But, officer, they were wearing Hans devices. Right, I think this is a setup.
Right. I'm the slammer now.
Yeah, 33 people.
I know. Well, I think I said you get one guy that's going to crack and you're all done.
Well, they've been doing this for a long time.
Obviously,
if they're doing this for 77 wrecks.
My God. Yeah, they made some money, obviously.
Right. A lot. Boston Bruins recognizing an NHL pioneer before tonight's game against the Carolina Hurricanes. The team will retire the jersey number of Willie O'Ree, the league's first black player.
Yeah, I saw a story on this guy.
They call him the Jackie Robinson of hockey. He broke the NHL's color barrier when he first suited up in 1958.
Yep.
The 86-year-old said he's honored and overwhelmed.
Yeah, I saw a special. They waited. He was in finally inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he's a Canadian guy.
And did you hear the stories about how he had to stay? I didn't hear, had to have to stay at different hotels, got to go to different restaurants, like baseball players. I think they were a little more open in Canada.
They were. Yeah. They weren't
so
quite as racist.
You didn't hear as many stories about this guy having to deal with being a black guy. No, you go drink out of that fountain. No. You go to that restaurant.
No, that's America.
Yeah.
So the nine black players since then owe it all to him?
Yeah, that's basically it, right?
If not been for him, those nine guys never would have made the NHL in the last 60 years.
Yeah.
Number may be a little bigger than that, but
it might be 15.
Okay, I
wonder how much guilt the teammates had. You know, there was some guy in your team that like had to stay at a different hotel. Like, was there anything you could even do?
Yeah.
Ask the teammates they're all dead now, but Jackie Robinson.
Well, a lot of the teammates were racist too, especially in baseball.
Shared that belief.
But there were guys that said, listen, if Jackie Robinson can't stay, I've seen the movie, then we're not going to stay there too. And, you know, there were guys that tried to speak up, you know.
Sinatra spoke up for Sammy.
Yeah, he did.
Big time.
The Rat Pack.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.